Exodus chapter 13, verse 20. And they took their journey from Succoth and encamped in Etham in the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. Numbers, the 9th chapter, and the 15th verse. And on the day that the tabernacle was reared up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, namely the tent of the testimony. And at even there was upon the tabernacle, as it were, the appearance of fire until the morning. So it was always the cloud covered it by day and the appearance of fire by night. And when the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, then after that the children of Israel journeyed. And in the place where the cloud abode, there the children of Israel pitched their tents. At the commandment of the Lord, the children of Israel journeyed. And at the commandment of the Lord, they pitched. As long as the cloud abode upon the tabernacle, they rested in their tents. And when the cloud tarried long upon the tabernacle many days, then the children of Israel kept the charge of the Lord and journeyed not. Amen. When the cloud stayed, they stayed. When the cloud moved, they knew it was time to move. And I want to preach for just a little while from this title, Moving with the Spirit. Moving with the Spirit. Set your Bibles down. Lift your hands to the Lord. All across this house, can you help me right now in the name of Jesus? God, we need you like we've never needed you before. We need you to help us, God. Strengthen your people today. Open up our understanding, God. Give us an ear to hear. God, give us strength to do what you would have for us to do. God, we want to be in your perfect will every day, every moment of our life. Everything, God, every word that's spoken. God, I want to be pleasing in your sight. Hallelujah. Can you join with somebody if it's appropriate? Let's pray together. Come on, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. In the name of Jesus Christ. Shatatayadaba. Iladadadadadadadabosatayadabaha. Iladadadadadiobosadabaha. Yea, Lord. Come on, why don't you lift up your voice and praise now? Clap your hands. Come on, let's worship Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. Amen. Thank you for standing. You can be seated. Amen. Just a little note. Next Sunday morning, we're going to start in our Sunday school class. A lesson on the book that my pastor wrote, Mountain Peaks of Truth. I don't know how many have read that, but it's a great book. And so we're going to be going through that book and learning. I'm thankful to have a pastor in my life that will just preach it like it is. Amen. Tell it like it is. I want to be saved. Above all else, I want to be saved. Amen. I want to preach a little while about moving with the Spirit. Amen. From the beginning of time, we see that God has desired to have a relationship with humanity. Amen. And I don't know why he loved me, but I can tell you he did love me. And he does love me. I'm still looking for the reason why. But he desires a relationship with me, and he desires a relationship with you. And in this relationship, one of the, I guess you could say the most important part is that God wants to be the leader in the relationship. Amen. I know we live in a world where they've made men feminine and all this, but men are supposed to be the leaders of their homes. Amen. But God wants to be the leader of all. Amen. He wants to lead you. And when God leads you, he doesn't lead you into a bad life. He's not leading you into trials and trauma and trouble and all the garbage of this world. When God leads you, he's leading you into something good. Hallelujah. Come on, we can still trust God. Amen. In this story today, God is taking Israel from point A to point B. If I could just say it like this, and point A is Egypt. Everybody say Egypt. It's a type and a shadow of where we all started, in Egypt. Amen. Egypt would represent bondage, whether great or small, whether you were a terrible sinner or a real good sinner. Amen. It doesn't matter. We all needed to get delivered out of Egypt. The mindset of Egypt, how Egypt operates and what they do and how they act and what they put in front of their eyes and everything about Egypt, we had to be delivered from it, great or small. And God's will was to take them from Egypt, amen, to a destination that he desired for them. He would have described this destination as a, everybody say, a good land. A land that flowed with milk and with honey. A place where there would be houses that they did not build and wells that they did not dig. And there would be vineyards that they did not plant. Sounds like a pretty good place to me. Hallelujah. Y'all gonna help me today? Or we gonna... Come on, let's practice like we did at the first building. This is how you clap your hands. Stand up for a second. This is how you stand up. Shout amen. You know what amen means? I agree with what was just said. Let it be so. Somebody shout amen. Somebody stomp the devil for a minute. Hell, we're going back to school to learn how to respond to the word of God. Respond to the anointing. Hallelujah. Come on, let's practice a little bit. Amen. I'm willing to go back if we have to. At the old building, I would preach, and amen, and it seemed like I was just preaching. And so one night I said, when I hit this side of the pulpit, you say amen. And if I hit this side, you clap your hands. Well, I only had to do that for a little while, and everybody got trained, and I've been trying to calm people down since then. Amen, but now I'm trying to get you retrained, maybe. I don't know. I know it's a new building. The carpet smells different. The walls smell different. The sound is different, everything, but it's the same Holy Ghost. Come on, don't act like you're in a new church. We're in an old church. Amen, an old anointing, old prayer. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on, learn how to respond. Hallelujah. Don't wait on somebody else to respond. You respond. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Everybody say we're on a journey. Amen. The good land that God had for Israel was a beautiful place with many blessings, and it wasn't things that they had worked for. God just provided it for them. Amen. It sounds a whole lot like heaven's going to be to me. I said it sounds a whole lot like what heaven's going to be like. Amen. A mansion that I did not build, and a street of gold I did not pay for, and a marriage supper that I didn't have to cook. I didn't have to plant it. I didn't have to let it grow. I didn't have to harvest it. I didn't have to shuck the corn. He just cooked it all for me. I want to tell you, when you get on a journey, God's going to take you to good places. I rebuke every lie of the devil that said it's trouble and it's too hard. Honey, we're heading to a good place. It don't get any better than letting God take you somewhere. Hallelujah. Amen. In order for them to get from point A to point B, God understood that these people are going to have to be led. Everybody say led. Amen. One of the hardest things to do is to be led. But if you're going to get there, you're going to have to be led. Not by your flesh. Not by your desires. Not by your will. But if you're going to make it all the way, you're going to have to be led by the Spirit of God. You're going to have to learn how to yield to the Spirit of God. Amen. Along this journey, there would be places where there were no water. And so Jesus would describe himself as that rock that would follow them in the wilderness that would provide for them. Amen. Along this journey, there would be a need for food. And so God would cause manna to rain down from heaven. Thank God for God's provision. Amen. David would call this manna angel's food. Amen. He would send quails from the sea when their desire was to have meat. Amen. Along this journey, God would give them a pastor that was named Moses, who would give them instructions on things that would need to change in order for them to conduct their lives how God wanted it. Let me tell you, if you're led by God, he's going to lead you to a man that'll preach the gospel to you. Anybody that says, I can do this all by myself, is not being led of the Spirit of God. They're being led by the pride of life. Well, take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Amen. He led them to a man that would preach the gospel, where they would not be heathens like everybody else that was around them. Amen. It was along this journey that God would give them strength and favor to overcome the enemies that would come against them. Amen. They fought the Amalekites. Amen. And the Bible would say that when Moses' hands were raised at Rephidim, overlooking the battle, when his hands were raised, there was victory in the camp. Amen. And when Moses got tired and his arms began to fall, amen, trouble happened on the battlefield. Let me tell you, if you think you and I are disconnected, you don't know what this Bible says. Amen. Well, take this whole world. Amen. You know what I learned how to do a long time ago? I'm not here to tear down my man of God. And I don't want to wear him out. Because when his hands go down, my world gets turned upside down. Amen. When you realize that me and you are in this thing together. Come on. Hallelujah. I know the flesh don't like it. Amen. But we're in this thing together. God was teaching them that their spiritual leader was important to their own victory. And if you allow a wedge to get between you and your pastor, I can promise you by the word of God, it ain't going to be good, my friend. Hallelujah. You know what you ought to do? You ought to be praying for your pastor. You ought to be saying, God, strengthen his hands today. If you knew what was good for your life, you would be saying, God, give him an anointing like he's never had before. Don't let him grow weary, but let him preach. Let him keep on. Keep them hands up, God. I don't want my deal to be messed up. Praise God. The way, thank you, Jesus. The devil don't want me to preach this, but when I feel like he don't want it, I just gonna slow down. When you get the attitude, we'll just let him carry the load in prayer and we'll sit here and reap of the blessings. I'll show up if I want to. I'll pray if I feel like it. I'll worship if my ankle ain't hurting. Let me tell you, you're all mixed up, my friend. Amen. The last thing in the world you want is for your pastor to become weakened
by carrying a load that should be distributed among a whole bunch of people. Amen. When you realize, hey, if I would pray, it would strengthen him. If I would show up for prayer meeting, it strengthened him. Come on, it ain't about just you. It's about me and you. Amen. It's about us trying to get somewhere. You taught up us. I've watched, heard too many stories. And I can't go. I'm trying to go forward, but I'm struggling right now trying to go forward. I've read too many stories, heard too many stories about men and their wives that would pour their hearts out and do everything they could do. And it's like people thought they were supposed to do it for them. Amen. Let them carry it all. Let them do everything that needs to be done. I don't know why I'm preaching this. I don't believe anybody thinks like this, but I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Amen. And I've heard too many stories about men that got discouraged because they were carrying all the load, and they thought, will it ever get any better? And the last thing you want is a discouraged pastor. I'm not discouraged. Amen. But that's the last thing you want is for them to think, my Lord, the further we go, the heavier it gets. Amen. You don't want that to happen. You want to be in a church, amen, where the people get behind them and know, hey, if I keep his hands up, we're going to win. If I keep his hands up, we're going to go forward. Hallelujah. Lift your hands to the Lord together. Hallelujah. It was on this journey that they would watch the walls of Jericho fall by listening to the words of Joshua to simply march and to shout. Amen. There was a whole lot of things that happened on this journey. Amen. And this is what the Lord began to deal with me about. And in order to be in the place where the manna was falling, because manna wasn't falling all over the world, to be in that spot where manna was falling from heaven, because it wasn't falling in Egypt, and it wasn't falling anywhere, in order to have been in that place where the blessings were coming out of the sky, they would have had to have been led to that place. Come on, I'm going to help somebody today. Quit trying to do it all by yourself. And realize if you want to get to where the blessings are, something's got to lead me. The Bible described those quails, the diameter of quails all around that camp, and they ate meat, and that's a whole other story, and come out their nose, and I'll preach that one later on. But anyway, to have been there to eat that quail, because they weren't falling in Egypt. They weren't falling in Canaan's land. They were falling in the camp of Israel. And in order to be in there that day to eat all the quail you wanted, you would have had to been led to that place. You don't just happen upon a barren land where quails are falling out of the sky. God Almighty led you to a place where you could be blessed. Come on, I'm going to preach a little while. Amen. If you can't be blessed, you can't be led, it's going to be hard for you to be blessed. There's a place where God blesses people. There's a plan that God's got for every individual. And in order to be at that place, you got to be led to that place. To be at Mount Sinai, to hear Moses preach the gospel, you don't just end up at the base of Mount Sinai, but the Spirit of God had to lead you to that point. Amen. If they said, we ain't going that direction, they'd have never heard the word of God that would have helped them and changed them. You know what we need in 2024? We need Christians that are spirit-filled, that says, God, lead me. Not 20%. Hey, man, what we need so bad is an attitude and a spirit that says, God, lead me. Man, they'd had to be at the meeting with Joshua, standing at the walls of Jericho. They'd had to be at that close enough to that meeting to hear the instructions of what to say, how many times to march, when to shout, what to do in order for the victory to come. Well, I think we ought to just get a battering ram and knock these walls down. No, God said you're going to march and you're going to be quiet for a little bit and then you're going to open your mouth when I say. He said, I'm going to lead you to victory. Amen. I don't know how well this is going to work, but it's going to have to work. Amen. God's wanting to take somebody out of Egypt and take you to the promised land. But you got to get your heart, spirit right. Come on, don't let somebody run by themselves. You let the horrible shataraba. Come on. Come on, be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. Come on, Baba Hasarabosa. Irabasiado. God, correct me, change me, lead me, Lord. Come on. Come on. Are you thankful for what God's already done in your life? People say you have to be at the right place at the right time to be blessed. I say if you're led of God, you're going to be at the right place at the right time to receive the blessing. Come on, you got to believe God wants the best for you. If you don't believe God wants the best for you, you're at the wrong church today. One politician, when somebody hollered out Jesus, said, you're at the wrong meeting. I say, if you holler anything else besides Jesus, you're at the wrong meeting. Our hope is in Him. I said, our hope is in Him. It's not in this world. And so the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way. And the Bible said, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day. Did you hear what I just said? He never took the thing that was giving them direction out of their life. He went before them in the day with a pillar cloud, and at night he changed it into a pillar fire. What are you doing, God? I want to make sure if it's the middle of the night, you know what to do. If it's the middle of the daytime, I don't want any excuses. You know what to do. Come on, we're going to dig deep for a little while. Don't tell me you don't know what to do. God said, I'm going to light it up at night just in case. There won't be, if you're looking for it, you're going to find direction. But if you're looking for your own path, hallelujah. God wanted to make sure that it was not difficult for them to see the way or find the way. So at nighttime, he would light up the sky. Let me tell you, in this dark world we're living in, it gets darker every day. I believe the church is shining brighter than it's ever shone before. And it's not time to become a charismatic, crybaby, offended spirit. Hey man, what are you preaching about? I'm preaching fire, honey. I'm preaching so you won't have any confusion in your life. As dark as this world is, I want you to see the difference. Amen. And if you really want to see it, you'll see it. Amen. The people that don't see it are the ones that ain't looking for it anyway. Amen. They're too hung up on their own ambitions. Amen. But I'm looking for God. I'm asking him, what direction do I need to get to the restaurant today? Do you want me to take the bypass or go downtown? What are you talking about? I'm talking about everything I do in my life. I want God to show me the right way. I want him to show me the best way. I want him to lead me in everything that I do. Amen. Come on, pray with me right now. Hallelujah. So if the cloud moved, the Bible said they moved. Praise God. You know what that is? That's called obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Well, I did this for the church. I did that. I did this. I did that. Well, thank you for doing it. But that don't take the place of obedience, my friend. Amen. The Bible said when the cloud moved, they moved. And the Bible said when the cloud stopped, they stopped. If the cloud stayed there a little while, they just camped out for a little while. And if the cloud stayed there a long time, they just... It's going to be a long camping trip. Hallelujah. What are you talking about? I ain't moving till God. Come on, there's too many people trying to get ahead of God. You know what the Bible is saying? God's in control of direction. God's in control of speed. God, it needs to happen by this Friday. If it don't happen by noon, blah, blah, blah. God said, hey, it'll happen when I want it to happen. You're not the one in control. He said, I'm the one in control. When this cloud moves, you start moving. What a struggle. Maybe this is the biggest struggle. Amen. Maybe even people that can follow direction have trouble with the speed at which God moves. Praise God. Let me turn around and preach a while. Hallelujah. Maybe saints are the worst, but maybe preachers are even worse than that. Well, amen. I know I'm called. If you don't do it, God, I'm going to do it. Well, hallelujah. I know I'm a singer. I'm a tenor. If you don't do it here, I'll go somewhere else, God. And you're going to lose out on my abilities. Let me tell you something. Remember, this is a barren land. Remember, there's serpents and scorpions in a barren land. Let me just give you some advice, my friend. You don't want to get ahead of God. And you sure don't want to get behind God. You want to stay right next to him. Amen. Nowhere else is it safe than being with God. Amen. If we're going to make it all the way, we're going to have to start learning how to trust God. And this is the greatest challenge of our life. Because we were born with a strong will. Amen. We don't want God telling us what to do. We sure don't want Moses preaching to us. Man, we want to do it our own self. We want to choose our own paths. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Sure did get quiet all of a sudden. We all got good arguments and good reasons why, you know, we ought to change this or change that or whatever. Why we ought to get ahead of God. Why we should let God move on a little bit. But can I just preach to you what the Lord dealt with me about? I want to take you down memory lane, let you remember how wonderful your life was in Egypt. When you were calling your own shots, remember? You were making your own decisions. Amen. And the enemy beating your back. Amen. And because here's the truth about it. We're going to serve somebody. There's just something in our spirit that we're going to serve something. Amen. It's how God created us. And people say, well, I would never go to that church because I can't get rid of my ZZ Top. Praise God. I'm dating myself. Praise God. And so they look at it like, nobody's going to tell me which way to do this deal. I'm going to do it my own way. But if you really begin to unravel the situation, the fact is people are bound by the world. If people were completely honest, they would say they were bound by the alcohol, the drugs and the perversion, and they were bound by their own feelings. Something's going to lead you. I'm here to stand in the gap today and preach the gospel of Jesus. Just a little brother Moses on the mountain saying, hey, don't give up on God. Don't start saying, I wish I had onions and garlics and the leeks in Egypt. Because when you go back to the onions, you go back to the beatings too. You know what I say? Take this whole world, but give me some more Jesus. Hey. Amen. It's amazing what Egypt does to people. It makes people excited about following God for a season, unless they really get it. Hallelujah. Egypt will make you be the first one at prayer meeting. Amen. Last one that leave the altar when you're fresh out of Egypt. Amen. God, you tell me. I've messed up, but from here on out, I'm all yours, God. Whatever you say. But there's something about a little journey away from trauma. When you get a little distance away from trouble, get a couple dollars. I ain't got no dollars, but I got a snotty handkerchief. Amen. I can tell you when I didn't even own a handkerchief. I'm thankful. Amen. It's amazing what a little bit of spacing away from Egypt does to people. It makes them forget about what God brought them out of. Let me tell you how you're going to be an overcomer. It's by the blood of the Lamb. But it ain't just the blood of the Lamb. You better remember the word of your testimony. Huh? That I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And then a little light from heaven. Amen. I'm trying to preach to people. Amen. You need to get on this journey with God and you need to let God lead you. If you'll let God lead you, it's going to get better. If you read the stories of Israel, they went in circles a few times.
If you listen to other people's stories of living for God, they went in circles a few times. Sometimes you need to go in circles. If God's leading you, do you think it'll work out? He didn't say if God's leading you every day, we was going to have the best and the finest. As a matter of fact, they ate angels' food till they were tired of angels' food. Why are you eating angels' food? Well, this is what God gave us. It's bad when your palate, when your taste buds start wanting something different than what God has designed for your life. Boy, I feel Jesus in this place. Come on, I'm preaching to somebody. Hey, amen. It may seem monotonous to you. Get up and go to the same church every day. Pray until you cry and feel God. Hey, amen. Come back at night. I do it all the time, day, night, middle of day. Hey, amen. Sometimes it feels like we're not going nowhere. Hey, amen. But don't let the enemy mess with your mind. Start trying to mess with your taste buds. Remind you of what it was like in the world. Come on, I'm preaching in the fear of God to somebody that used to be so dedicated and so on fire for God and had your mind made up, wherever he leads me, I'm going. Now you're the last one to move, the last one to show up, the last one to pray, the last one to worship. Lagging behind. I feel Jesus in this place. John 16 and 12, he said, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Jesus was saying, I could preach until you're blue in the face, falling out of the building, is what he was saying. He said, you can't take all this truth at one time. But then he said, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, that Holy Ghost, when it comes, he's going to guide you into all truth. Everybody say he's going to guide me. Just like the Old Testament Israelites had a pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire. Brother Geed, God gives us the Holy Ghost. What is it for? It's going to lead you into all truth. Don't let me hurt your feelings. But just because you got the Holy Ghost don't mean you know all the truth. Don't mean you've arrived, because Jesus said, I'm going to send you something. It's going to be the Spirit. And the Spirit's going to take you on a journey. And it feels so good to receive it, my Lord. Remember what you felt like when you got the Holy Ghost. Come on, you could leap over a wall, run through a troop. Joy unspeakable. Amen. My Lord, I feel so great. You're hugging everybody. And people you used to hate, you love them now. And you're texting people, hello. Man, I love everybody and everybody loves me. And then the Spirit starts taking you on a trip. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now the children of Israel, when the clouds stopped, they had to stop. And when it moved, they had to move. Praise the Lord. Can I help somebody for a little while? We got to be willing to move, to follow. We're not on a geographical journey today. I guess you could say we're bound for heaven, but who knows where that even is. Amen. I ain't figured that one out. I've been watching those that NASA telescope. I still ain't seen it yet, but I know it's somewhere. So we're not on a geographical journey. We're on a spiritual journey. And the Bible said, this Spirit is going to lead you into all truths.
Hallelujah. How is it going to lead somebody that don't ever move? This is why I'm here right now. Hey man, I built like a 40-foot tall foundation on a crawl space. If the Holy Ghost is supposed to lead us, to guide us, let me just use a word so nobody gets offended. If the Holy Ghost is supposed to guide us, how can it guide us if we never move? Well, hallelujah. Thank you. I'm 51 now. I can preach this. I've been waiting a long time to preach this message. Well, you don't understand. I'm 50. Well, I'm 51 now. Amen. I'm not 91, but I'm 51. And in men, that's like 91. Amen. In women years, praise God. You know what? We don't want to move. I was praying this morning. I thought, am I the only one praying in this whole building? I thought, it seemed like prayer was more fired up in a little bitty fellowship hall at 308 Jeanette Street. Well, it's like, is there something getting people's attention? I look around. Maybe they're looking at our new LED lights. Praise God. Those are nice, ain't they? Praise God. Let me tell you something. When the Spirit moves, it can't guide you until you learn how to move. Let me tell you, sometimes the Spirit moves through the Word of God. Through the Word of God, the Spirit will instruct you to do things, and you get to make up your own mind. Boy, I'm having fun right now. You know I'm having fun? Because I feel a stubborn things coming against me. This is what I live for. I grew up with four brothers, and I love a good, and I'm not allowed to do that no more. Hey, amen. So I get to do it in the pulpit. Hey, amen. I'm coming against spirits and flesh. Hey, amen. That don't want to move when the Holy Ghost moves. Hey, amen. But if we're going to make it to where we want to go, we're going to have to learn how to move. Now, I understand if you're, I'm not saying you got to run the aisles if you're 91 or 71 or 51. You got to be careful even going down steps. You'll fall down. I'm not saying you have to be the most athletic mover. I'm not talking about, I'm talking about something spiritual. Amen. When praise and worship's going on, you got to learn how to connect up with what the Spirit's doing. Amen. When the preaching's moving you, it ain't always comfortable. I understand that. Amen. But when it's moving you, it's trying to move you. You got to be willing to move. When it's prayer time, you need to learn how to move into prayer. Come on. The most valuable thing you'd ever teach your children is how to pray. Well, I got to teach them how to frame a house. I got to teach them how to do this. I got to teach them that. No, if they never learn how to do anything in this life, if they learn how to pray, amen, they'll make it to the other side. Amen, get your priorities right. Amen, when it's prayer time, move into prayer. Come on, somebody help me right now. When you learn how to move into prayer, you're going to help take the rest of the congregation with us. Amen. People that are struggling, people that are broken down, people that are hurting. If somebody learns how to move. Hallelujah. Lift your hands. Come on, help me pray for just a minute. Come on, this is the most important part of this message. Come on, God, help us. God, help us to overcome this dirty, rotten flesh that wants to give every excuse in the world why we can't do something, why we can't praise God, why we can't change this, why we can't do that. God, I just give me the faith right now. God, build my spirit. When your spirit moves, I want to move, God. Teach me. I don't understand it all. I don't know how. But when you move, I'm moving, God. Amen. When you take a step, I'm taking a step. Amen. I got people watching me. I got people depending on me. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost will guide you into all truth. But you got to be willing to take the journey into all truth. I've seen people that love certain parts of truth and plug up their ears at other parts of truth. Let me tell you, if you make it to heaven, it'll be because you followed all truth. Amen. When you hear it preached, if it's holiness and you don't like it, just go ahead and say, well, I don't comprehend it. My flesh don't like it, but I'm going to move with it. If the Spirit moves, I'm going to move with it. What are you talking about? Hey, you know why this is so important? If you don't move, when the Spirit tries to move you, you're going to get a feeling, and it's called the left behind feeling. I'm not here to patty cake anybody. I'm here to preach the gospel. You know why you get the left behind feeling? Because you're left behind. It's a real feeling when the Spirit of the Lord begins to move away and you're still hung up in your rebellion and your flesh. Come on, I'm in the fear of God right now. Hey, man, I've done a whole lot of things I did not understand, Brother Zach. Things I didn't like. What's wrong with the little Johnny Cash? I mean, it's just, you know, he's kind of like me. Kind of talks funny and he's from Arkansas. What could be wrong with him? And my pastor said, you need to get rid of that Johnny Cash. You need to get a Jesus song. Well, I didn't understand why. But Johnny, you got to go. If the Spirit says you got to go. And I, decision after decision after decision. What are you doing? When the Spirit moves, I'm moving. I don't understand the urgency. If you ever felt left behind, you would. I'll tell you something. This is why people get locked up and they can't worship God. And they can't respond to the preaching. And in prayer, they're just staring around, looking at the timer, thinking, surely it's about to be over. Well, you know what the problem is? God was moving, and you weren't moving. Hey, man, I thought about when they began to sing today, I felt the power of God moving all through this house. Hey, man, it was going from the front to the back and side to side. I could feel it all over me. And I began to move, and I looked around. I seen other people moving. And I looked around. I seen other people not moving. Praise God. Wouldn't it be sad to be cast into hell fire? All you would have had to do is just move when the Spirit moved. Let me tell you something about moving. Praise God. Moving into whatever God's doing at that season. When you move, when the Spirit moves, you get closer to Him. You get closer to the destination you want to make. Well, I feel God in this place. I don't want to run out of time. Come on, if this is your strategy to lay back a little bit and then try to catch up. And lay back a little bit and try to catch up. I hope when God comes for you, you're caught up. But I fear when he comes like a thief in the night. Amen. There's a possibility the people that don't move when the Spirit moves are going to be. Well, I just, every month or so, I like to have a good breakthrough. Really. You know what you need? Every day you need to have a good breakthrough. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on, Sadabaha. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every time I've ever got connected to God, it happens in prayer to me. It happens in praise and worship. It happens at altar call. Anytime I ever just focus on God, trying to move when he's moving, you know, when I'm done, I feel like I'm closer. I feel like he led me into a little more truth. And I remember when I was a teenager, I was rebellious, and I was at a church, and I was seeing I was at my cousin's house, and we went to a little church in Cabot, and this guy was preaching. I don't even know who it was. He was preaching about hell, and if you don't get right, you're going to be lost and all that. I'm telling you, as a teenager, God was convicting me so bad. Hey, amen. I snuck out the side door and went to my car. Sat in the car thinking I could get away from that feeling. Amen. But I didn't get away from the feeling. The feeling followed me all the way to the car. And I didn't get rid of the feeling as a teenager. It followed me into my 20s. And he kept pursuing. I thank God. I tell God every day, God, I'm so glad you didn't give up on me. I'm so thankful you kept pursuing me. Now I'm going to pursue you. All the days of my life, you ain't going to get ahead of me. Stand together with me. Hallelujah. I'm so far. Thank you, Lord. I'll just praise God. Thank you, Jesus. It's a burden in my spirit today as the pastor of this church. I want you to become sensitive to the Spirit. I feel a burden to push people. At the same time, I feel a responsibility that I can't push people all the way into heaven. At some point, they got to get it for themselves. At some point, there's got to be a decision in their heart that says, when the Spirit moves on me, I'm going to move. Tell you something, you realize what power you would bring to your family. It breaks my heart. Watch people reject the Spirit, reject prayer and the power and the anointing. You're destroying the next generation. Not about what would happen. The Spirit of the Lord would move upon Samson. The Bible said from time to time he would move upon him. He would do tremendous things. He shook his whole world. By what? By letting the Spirit of God move upon him. David, you made mistakes. You did a lot of dumb stuff. Remember, you know what David would do? Anytime he made a mistake, he'd be right back at an altar. He had a pastor named Nathan. Nathan, when David had messed up so bad, Nathan pointed his finger at him. Can I just say that? After this long story, somebody's stealing one sheep from this guy that only had one, this little lamb. And instead of taking all the stuff that he had, and David's upset. And Nathan's trying to teach a parable to him. When you took Bathsheba, you took Uriah. That's all he had. David's moved with indignation, and the man of God points his finger at him. David, you're the man.
What are you going to do when the Spirit begins to move you out of that place? What's the Spirit trying to do? I'm trying to move you, David, out of a life of adultery. I'm trying to move you out of a life that just wants what I got. David repented. And that same David, how are you doing this, David? I've thought many times, how did he do that? And then I read in one of his Psalms, he said, God, take not the Holy Spirit from me. You know what David's secret was? I'm seeking after the Spirit of God. It doesn't mean I'm not going to trip and fall every now and then, but this is my guiding light. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. God, move me again today. Tell you, it's a scary place when God quits moving on you. It's a scary position when you stop feeling that pull. It means the camp has moved on. In the fear of God, I've been praying. I prayed yesterday, God, if there's any stragglers, God, I want you to reach that hand of mercy behind the camp today. Will you do it one more time, God? Would you, God's not a man that wants to kill you. He wants to save you. I pray, God, if there's anybody lagging behind, would you reach that big old gentle hand of mercy back one more time? Come on back. God, if anybody's got ahead of you trying to chart their own path and messing it, will you reach that big old gentle hand forward? Pull them back to safety today, God. Will you teach them today, God? When you're sitting still, just, well, I got to make a decision today, Pastor. Should I do this or should I? What is God saying? I'm just a man. I don't want to hurt your feelings. I don't want to disappoint nobody, but you're just looking at a man today that's led of God. I'm dependent upon God for everything. My question is, what does God want? Come on, let's pray together. I'm done. I feel like the Spirit of God would come up on everybody in this house. If you would be willing to be led. God, my spirit may not always been right. God, I'm ready to make a change today, God. God, I'm ready to live for you. I'm tired of messing up my family. I'm tired of messing up my life. I'm tired of not being in the will of God. God, speak it to me. Let Moses speak it to me. Let your word speak it to me. Let your spikotosha. Let me get close. Come on, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to tell you, come on, church. I'm going to pray. The Spirit of the Lord is about to move upon this whole congregation. If you'll move when it moves, you're going to feel a different feeling. Ooh, ta ta ta. Ta ta. Ooh, rabba. Come on, nobody looking around. Everybody in this house praying right now. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on, I want you to have a personal conversation with Jesus right now. God, if you'll move. God, if you'll move on me, I'll respond. I'm
I'm not going to reject it. I'm not going to deny it.